Mayor Ashton Hayward took to Facebook to announce the project, saying the responses will help balance priorities and upgrade services.
We want to make sure we're delivering the best that we can for our taxpayers and our citizens. So I think it's very important to measure that every year, get the feedback from the community. I think many people are busy working, picking up kids, where they don't have time to come down to City Hall. They don't have time to call their elected officials or come to a meeting, and I think it's important to get that feedback.
The 2015 survey was released last January, showing that respondents were happy with the fire department, city parks, and sanitation. Stormwater infrastructure, not so much, after the flooding in 2014.
One of the things I did when I got in office, our stormwater fee went up a little bit because I understood, coming from the private sector, how important stormwater is. And we collect about $2 million a year in stormwater fees now since the flood. $20 million we've been able to get from grants to put in new stormwater. That was an important issue that we heard from the citizens, and we've really focused hard on that.
As the 2016 survey is being conducted, the mayor's hoping that part of it will focus on the introduction of new technology. He points to the city's 311 information hotline, which began a few years ago.
So many more folks in every different demographic are using a smartphone. How easy it is to obtain information about city services. I want them to feel very at ease when they're getting information from the city.
Once again, the Haas Center's Amy Newbern is overseeing the survey and has a semi-firm goal as far as contacting respondents.
We're shooting for at least 400, which allows us to have a statistically significant sample. And if we're successful, then we might reach more than that. It just depends on how quickly data collection goes.
Newbern says the method will be what she calls a multimodal blend, with a bit of a twist this time around.
We're still reaching a random list of city residents on the phone, but we're also going out into the public within the city. Events and festivals, Palafox Market.
The only criteria to take the survey are you must be at least 18 years old and live within the Pensacola city limits. The questions are similar to those in the first two surveys.
For the city to know about satisfaction with the service delivery that they're doing, as well as how residents prioritize these services.
Newbern says the survey is a collaborative process between the Haas Center and City of Pensacola, with the latter having input on the questions.
We have fine-tuned a survey instrument that we could now repeat year over year. And in fact, the 2015 and 2016 survey instruments are basically identical. We do make sure that if there are any problem questions, we address that together.
They always ask us, what do you want? And essential services are incredibly important because I think we overlooked that.
Once again, Mayor Ashton Hayward.
At the end of the day, we're paving roads, doing sidewalks, picking up your garbage. Are our parks looking as good as they can look? How's the city doing? We always want to ask that question, is how can we be doing things better as a government?
When the numbers are crunched, categories such as fire service, waste collection, housing, and communication are graded from A to F. Newbern says the grade is based on the mean score of all respondents.
If the mean score is a 3.5, depending on the actual grading scale, then that determines where they are going to be graded. This is taken from best practices, so other city surveys have created the same type of grading scale.
Work on the 2016 study is going on in the fourth quarter of this year. The results will be first presented to the city in mid-December to early January, and after that, the city will release them to the public. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.